Welcome and God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. We're Thursday, the 7th of September, 2017, and it's just a real blessing to be together. Thank you for those on the blog that are listening in on the website. Welcome you too in the name of Jesus Christ. I've had such a great time learning about faith and confession and word, our heart, and these things are just so important. And tonight my teaching is called Exercise Your Authority in Christ. But how can you exercise your authority in Christ if you don't know what you received at the time you got born again, if you don't read the scriptures, if you don't know what God's word says? And we know it says in the word that God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And that's not a lack of knowledge of what's in the world and what's going on in the world, but what does God say about the things that are happening in the world, about our standing, our state, our fellowship? We don't want to be destroyed for a lack of knowledge, and we don't want to forsake God and hew out our own cisterns, but we want to go to the fountain of living water, and we want to go to the word that he's provided for us so that we can learn about who we are and what we receive. And again, even if you've listened to it a million times about who you are in Christ, what you have in Christ, your authority in Christ, it's good to do a checkup from the neck up and to refresh yourself in these truths, to be established in those truths. And it's so easy for, even when you've had a wonderful teaching on faith like we've been doing and your faith is sky, you might wake up the next day and your faith be down in the ground. So we have to keep ourselves strong. We have to keep ourselves regular, daily. Like we eat food every day. We go to the toilet every day. And it's the same thing spiritually. We need to have our word every day. And God's working in our heart. And we need to receive that word with meekness, retain it with conviction so that we can release it with all boldness. But when we confess Jesus Christ as our Lord, and we believe that God raised him from the dead, we receive what? Power from on high, the gift of Holy Spirit. So now we have the ability to walk in the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead and that seat them at the right-hand side of God. If you just think about those words, the same power that raised Jesus Christ up from the dead and seat them at the right-hand side of God, that same power is in every born-again believer today. And we become born again by confessing Romans 10, 9 and 10. Okay, so we believe in our heart, we say with our mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord. And we believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. So there we see the principle of faith there. We say with our mouth, we believe in our heart. And that's how we operate in faith. That's how we operate and move with God. And God is working in us by that Spirit. And when we got his word in our heart and our mind set on things above, then we can be led by the Spirit of God. We can walk in that power of God. And we also learn in the teachings that faith is released either by actions or by speaking it. That our faith is released by words. And we know that faith is right now. Faith is in the present tense. But I want you to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And we're going to look at our authority in Christ and exercising our authority in Christ. Because, you know, God has given this power so that we can live above the world. So that we can walk like Jesus Christ walked. And he had total dominion over the things around him, over the spirits around him, and in the situations that he faced himself facing. And at times, all of us are going to face challenges. And like I shared with you, John the Baptist, Jesus Christ really highly exalted him. But when John the Baptist was in prison, his faith went down. He started to doubt. And he sent his disciples to Jesus to say, are you the one that we're really looking for? And what did Jesus Christ say? He said, well, go and tell John that the lame walk, the blind see, the deaf hear, the dead are raised to life, and the gospel is preached. He said, go and tell him that. And then when John the Baptist's disciples left, he turned around and said to the people that were present with him how great John the Baptist were. And Jesus could have quite easily said those same things to his disciples. But he told his John the Baptist's disciples, tell him what's going on. In other words, he was getting John the Baptist to go back to the word, go back to those prophecies that he knew and understood, and that those prophecies are actually coming to pass in his day and time. So it's just wonderful that we can see that we walk by the Spirit of God, but we also need the word of God. We also need to know what the scriptures say, and the scriptures is a legal binding contract. And when we hold to that legal binding contract, nothing can break the word. The scriptures cannot be broken. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, this is what happened when we received Holy Spirit. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And that word creature is creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, look, pay attention. All things are become new. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. So Jesus Christ had that ministry of reconciliation, and now we're reconciled back to God by the works of Jesus Christ and through his accomplished works. Now we've been given that same ministry of reconciliation. Verse 19, to wit, which is to know that God was in Christ. God was doing the work in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Christ wasn't doing it in his own strength or ability, but he is doing it in the power of God. And this is also how we can walk, right? Reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing or counting trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. That word of reconciliation is the word of faith, is the word concerning Jesus Christ, is the word concerning, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Wow, we got that word of reconciliation as well as the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 20, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ said, be reconciled to God. So we should be reconciled to God in our heart, in our mind, in our speech, and in our actions. And we do that by walking in what's been made available to us through Christ today. Verse 21, for he, God, hath made him, Jesus, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him. We were made the righteousness of God in Christ. We were redeemed. We were justified. So we now can also use the name of Jesus Christ with faith. Okay, we have the right to use the name of Jesus Christ. We are righteous, justified, sanctified, and redeemed. We have the word of reconciliation, the ministry of reconciliation. We got the rights to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ concerning Jesus Christ. Okay, this is what we received when we got born again. We have sonship rights. We are heirs to God and joint heirs through the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything we do is through him and what he accomplished. And when we use his name with believing, then the things in this world have to obey, because Jesus Christ has the keys to death and hell, right? He has authority everywhere. And we're going to see this also in the scriptures. So we have the ministry of reconciling man and women back to God through our word of reconciliation. So we use the word of God and what God worked in our hearts to say to reconcile men and women back to him. So when we are ministering or dealing with problems, we need to speak from the point of authority. We need to release our faith through the words of our mouth. We say what God says and we don't doubt in our heart. We have to believe what we're saying is going to come to pass. When we're releasing the word from our mouth, we know that it carries weight, that it carries authority. And it kind of reminds me of these, what's going on right now in the world. These hurricanes. There's three hurricanes in the Atlantic right now. There's Irma, Jose, and then there's another one that's just popped up in the Gulf of Mexico. And I know there's believers in the USA that are actually using their authority. And we can use our authority along with them. Because these things have to obey in the name of Jesus Christ. When we use his name with believing, these things have to obey. Just like if we're casting out devil spirits, just like if we're minister healing, when we do it using the name of Jesus Christ on lips of believing, these things have to obey. There's no ifs, doubts, or buts. It has to obey, because that's the authority we have. Let's go to Mark 16, see what Jesus said before he ascended to the Father. And in Mark 16:17, Jesus said this, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with new tongues. Whose name? Buddha's name? Muhammad's name? No, the name of Jesus Christ. In my name. See, the authority we have is in that name of Jesus Christ. That name is above every single name. Whatever can be named in this world, that the name of Jesus Christ is above that name. The name of Jesus Christ has authority over any other name, any other thing in this world. So if you think they give hurricanes names, well, Jesus Christ's name is above Irma and all the other hurricanes that have happened. So we need to know who we are in Christ. We need to know that what authority we got, and the church needs to rise up and start releasing their authority, start walking in the power of the Spirit of God through a submitted heart unto God to do the will of the Father and not the will of ourselves. Verse 18, They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat at the right hand of God. Verse 20. And they went forth, the disciples went forth, the believers went forth, and preached everywhere. So we need to preach the word. Signs, miracles, and wonders follow the preaching of the word. We need to declare what God says. The Lord working with them. They weren't doing it on their own. They weren't by themselves when they were doing it. The Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. When we're walking in faith, signs, miracles, and wonders will follow us. God will confirm his word to us and to those we preach it to also. What did John 14:12 say? Verily, verily, this is what Jesus Christ was saying to his disciples, right? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that what? Believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. If you're believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, then you can do these same works. But you need to speak, you need to preach, you need to teach, you need to minister. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Has the church really risen up and done the greater works yet? See, God wants us to rise up in faith. And with the things that are happening in this world, we need to be walking in pure faith. We need to be synchronizing our hearts with our words, and we need to release the words of our mouth and move as God shows us and as he leads us by his Spirit. Verse 13 says, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. There's nothing that he won't do. When our heart and our life is really there for the Father 100%, okay, then he will do whatever we ask. Because we're not going to be going after our own thing. We're going to be going after the things which God wants us to do. Because our affections are set on things above. So we have great authority. We just need to walk in that authority. We need to live in that authority. God gave me a theme for our fellowship for this year, which was to live unto God. And I believe we've been doing that to the best of our ability. And God is leading us and guiding us by his Spirit. He's opened up his word to us. And we're becoming bold and we're becoming strong because we are in his scriptures. We are being led by the Spirit of God. And God is not a respecter of persons. Okay, he that believes God and works righteousness with God is accepted with God. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever situation you're facing, you have authority. You've received authority from the Father through Jesus Christ. You have sonship rights. You are righteous. You need to know who you are and you need to start using your authority. You need to start speaking to those mountains. You need to believe what you're saying that you're going to have and it's going to come to pass. You need to believe it and doubt not. God is good on his word. We have no problem believing that we're saved because we confess Jesus Christ as our Lord. So we should have no problem believing for the other stuff, right? And confessing the other stuff. We need to get the word of God in our heart and we need to be word orientated. We need to let our speech be seasoned with salt, like it says in Colossians. Let's go to Philippians chapter 2. And these records are very powerful in the scriptures. We need to, you know, really make up our minds and in our heart as individuals before God that we're going to move to the calling that he's moved to. And we know we're not going to do it in our own strength. And you are a part of the body of Christ if you're born again. And we may all live in different locations, but we're a part of the same body. And God doesn't want any schisms in that body. But we need to be agreeing on the word. Where two or three are gathered in his name, there is he in the midst. When we agree upon God's word, God can do more with two people agreeing on his word than 50 people squabbling over his word. So we don't need to be doubting about words and questions and stuff like that. But we need to get back to the word of God and really put it in our heart and walk in faith. We need to love God with all our heart, soul, mind and strength. We need to love ourselves because God has first loved us. And then we need to show that love to others. And we need to walk in that love, walk in that power, walk in that authority. We learned that through Jason's teaching that love energizes faith. We need to be walking in love or we're going to move in, you know, the God kind of faith. We need to be putting his word in our heart. You know, we don't want to become anemic. Because we're neglecting the word of God. Because we think we just only need to speak by the Spirit of God. We can do both. We can speak by the word and we can speak by the spirit. But it's, we come back to the foundation of the word. Jesus Christ pointed John the Baptist back to the word. He could have said to John, yeah, you're wonderful. Go and tell John he's the greatest prophet and he's this and that. But he sent a message back saying, tell him that the blind can see, the deaf can hear, the lame can walk, the dead are raised to life. He was pointed back to the scriptures. And we need to know what the word of God says to us. And we need to know our authority and just stand upon it. Don't let anyone talk you out of it. Philippians chapter 2 verse 9 says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, who? Jesus. And given him, who? Jesus. A name which is above every name. It is written. That's what the word of God says. And that's what it means. And that's what we believe, right? That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things in heaven, he has authority in heaven. Things in the earth, he has authority in the earth. And things under the earth, he has authority under the earth. He has the keys to death and hell. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. All the glory goes to God. Let's go to the scriptures again in Ephesians chapter 1. What does it say in verse 17? That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Who? Jesus. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may be ignorant. No, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. Whose calling? And what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. We have an inheritance. We have power. We've inherited the power. We've inherited the blessings and the authority of heaven through Jesus Christ. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who what? Believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ. Who? God wrought it in Christ. When he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. All right, so that same power that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead is in you, is in me. We just need to believe it and act in it. And the word of God with faith activates that in us as we decide that we're going to do what God wants us to do. As we get single-minded, as we get God inside-minded. Verse 20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power, that's even the power of a hurricane, and might, and dominion, and the new world order, and every name that is named, right? Every name that is named, so you can name it, not only in this world, but also that which is to come. This is what the word of God says. We just got to believe it. Do we believe it? And have put all things under his feet, ready to be trampled on. Everything is under the feet of Christ, right? But it gets better. And gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Right? Christ is the head of the church. Who is your teacher? Christ. Who is your head? Christ. Who is your pastor? Christ. Who is your prophet? Christ. He's the five gift ministries to the church. And he rises up other ones to walk in his stead. Verse 22, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Let's go straight to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. And have raised us up together. God has raised us up together, and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Listen, I was told that an atom can be at two places at one time, and we can be at two places at one time. We're seated in the heavenlies as well as here. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding richness of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace, God's favour, God's unmerited divine favour, we didn't do nothing to earn it or deserve it. We just received it by faith. We received it by believing, just like we receive all the other promises of God by believing. These great and precious promises, right? For by grace are you saved through believing, and that not of yourself. You're not so good. I'm not so good that we've done anything to deserve this. We had to receive it by believing, which we've done. Praise God that we believed. Thank you, Father, that you worked me to believe. Because the word of faith come to me. faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Can't be no more clearer. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. We are to do the good works of Jesus Christ. The same works that he done, we are to do the same and greater. Right? Which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. This is what we've been called to do. Not live unto ourselves, but to live unto God and to walk like the Lord Jesus Christ. To use his authority in this world. And to walk like he walked. And to he's the greatest example of believing, Jesus Christ. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Right? He is the author and finisher of faith. The word our in that record in Hebrews is not in any text. So he is the author and finisher of faith, full stop. Beautiful. Colossians, again, let's have a look. What's been accomplished for us, who we are now, where we're seated now, where our position is now. We're not looking from beneath up, we're looking from up down. And we got to really believe this stuff. We got to believe this word to us, just like we believe Romans 10, 9 and 10. Colossians 1, and in verse 13, it says, who have delivered us from the powers of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Listen, we've been delivered from the power of darkness. The authority of darkness has no dominion over you. We've been delivered from the authority of darkness, in whom we have redemption through his, Jesus Christ's blood, the forgiveness of sins. So Adam and Eve, they screwed up in the garden. They gave dominion over to Satan. He became the god of this world. He had the authority over everything. Jesus Christ won back the authority. Satan's still the god of this world, but the believer has the authority over Satan. We need to believe it, right? He is a dog without teeth. Yeah, he can rack and ruin. He can go after, but only to those that are ignorant. If you know who you are in Christ, yeah, he is still trying that. He is still trying to take your authority. And you know, Satan is empowered when we're walking in our old man nature, when we're not looking to God, when we're speaking as the world speaks, when we're acting as the world acts. We're empowering him with our words. We give him authority, right? He has no authority unless we give it to him. That's why we need to know who we are in Christ and walk in our authority of who we are as sons and daughters of the living God. And when we walk in that authority, he has no authority. And that's why you can cast out spirits. That's why you can reconcile men and women back to God. That's why you can raise the dead. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. And this is why. Because we got God, who is in Christ, which is in us, by way of that Holy Spirit. Verse 9 says, for in him, in Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in him. You're absolutely complete. There is nothing that you lack in. God hasn't missed anything. He hasn't made any mistakes. Which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye were circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in the putting of the body of the sin of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who have raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, have been quickened together with him, having forgiven you of all trespasses. See, listen, we've been quickened together with him. We're already quickened together with him, and we've been forgiven all of our trespasses. See, condemnation will rob you of your authority, right? Sin consciousness will rob you of your authority. Unless you settle this, that Christ has paid it for you, then you're going to be up and down believer. We need to know what has been accomplished for us. Okay, and there is therefore now no condemnation to a believer. Those that know who they are in Christ, those that walk by the Spirit of God, they're not walking by the five sense mind, but they're walking by what the Word of God says and by the Spirit of God that's leading them. Romans 5:1, this is what it says. Faith is such a big word. Believing is such a big word. Look what it says in the first verse of Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by our good works. No, it doesn't say that. Therefore, being justified by what? Faith, believing. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that we have in Christ is received through faith. If you want to know how to receive from God, it's by faith. Verse 2, by whom also we have access by what? Faith is by believing we have access into this grace wherein we stand. We're in the grace. Are you standing in that grace? It's by faith that you stand in that favour of God and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Verse 17 says of Romans 5, for if by one man's offence death reigned by one, so by Adam's fall, death reigned in the world, much more they which received an abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, which is through Jesus Christ, shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Believers are designed to reign in life, to reign over their finances, to reign over their relationships, to reign over the elements in the world, to reign over the spiritual darkness and wickedness in this world. We have authority. The word of God shows us. We just got to believe it and act accordingly, speak accordingly, live accordingly. So this is the great power. Now let's have a look at the power in the life of Jesus Christ in operation. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 14. I'll let you get there. Matthew 14 and verses 22 to 33 we read, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. So we can see by Jesus Christ's example, he took time with the Father. And that's what, if you're going to walk by the Spirit and if you're going to walk in power, you need to take time in prayer also, all right, as well as going to the Word. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled. And I think we all would be, right? Saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. There was no faith. All faith had left. All the faith had been taken out of them through the waves and what was going on in the sea there with them. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. We know that's an Orientalism, which means to have your thoughts well arranged. And if we're going to be walking by the Spirit of God and saying what God says, we have to have our thoughts well arranged. And we well arrange them according to what the Word of God says. It is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. What was Jesus going to say to him? No, it's not me. No, you stay in the boat there. And he said, come. He had no other choice but to say, come, right? And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. Listen, his faith must have just gone down bit by bit because he, you know, if you was to stand on water, you're just going to go straight through. So he began to sink. So his faith began to come. Bit by bit, his faith was going down as he sunk. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Why did you doubt? You was doing so well. You got out of the boat. You was walking. Because what did Peter do? He looked at the circumstances. You know, when they've been reporting this hurricane, it's very clever how the adversary does the things through the media. They build it up. They tell you what's going to happen. They plot the path and then they say, this is what's going to happen. They're using their words from a negative point of view. Even though it may be facts, the truth is our words are above those words. And we just need to recognize it. Sometimes, because we see these things happening, we get caught up with the fear of it and with the kind of fear and excitement of, oh my God, there's a hurricane. Some people might be excited by that. And, you know, what's going to happen? People are being schooled to believe what they're saying 100% and there's no other way around it. But we got the word of authority when we believe in our heart and doubt not, when we take God at his word. And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. See, the winds abated. Right, the winds just ceased down, everything settled down. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Mark chapter 4, let's look at another record. See, these are great records, remind yourself of them, go over them, work them yourself, and build your faith up with the word of God. Mark 4:35 says, and the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitudes, they took him, even as he was in the ship, and there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder parts of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Look, there's a big hurricane going on, and you're sleeping? Don't you care that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the winds, and said unto the sea, he spoke to it, Peace, be still. What did God say? Let there be light. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. See, Jesus Christ said with his mouth, and he believed it from his heart, and he did not doubt, because his trust was in God. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? See, the circumstances will always get you fearful. Always, always, always. It's always got me fearful when I've looked at them, if I'm honest. But when I put my faith in God and my trust in his word, and I've said what God says, I'm saying what I want, not what I see, then I have what I say. Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? He told them, look, yeah, no faith. And they've been with Jesus. They've seen the miracles. They've seen everything that he'd done. And they had no faith. Because the circumstances spoke louder than the word of God to them. And we can't let our circumstances speak louder than the word of God. We've got to let the word of God speak louder than our circumstances every time. And we have to develop our faith. We have to practice these truths. We have to really trust God. And it's by doing and practicing that we start to grow in faith. By, you know, confessing the word, by reading that word. You need to get it in your heart. See, the more you say the word out loud, the more it's going to get into the depths of your heart. It's just really, really, really wonderful. And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? He was teaching them. He was showing them through his example, through his life. And Luke, go to Luke chapter 4. We'll read another record. So Jesus spoke to a fig tree. We haven't read that record tonight, but he spoke to a fig tree. He cursed it and it died. He spoke to the wind, it died. He spoke to the sea, it calmed. He'd done so many mighty works amongst these guys. And they were with him all the time. And he had to keep building their faith up all the time. How much more do we need to keep our eyes focused on God, looking to God, looking on our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ? Luke 4:31 says, And came down to Capernaum, Jesus came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power, with authority. See, when Jesus Christ spoke, it was with authority. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. And they were all amazed and spake amongst themselves, saying, What a word is this? For with what authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirit and they come out. Well, we got that same authority and power, guys. We need to believe it. It's even bigger. It's even bigger now. We got Christ in us. We got that gift of Holy Spirit reside in us. The same power that raised our Lord up and seat him at the right hand side is in us. And the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. He just touched her. And she arose and ministered unto them. See, when Jesus was around, nothing stopped, unless he commanded it to stop. If it was the wind or the waves. Verse 16. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirit with his word, the word of authority, and healed all that were sick. There was not one that went without. Everyone got deliverance because of the power and authority of God that was working in Jesus Christ. And he operated in faith principles. He'd done everything the Father wanted him to do. He was powerful, man. He was the living word. Acts 16:6, let's have a look at the disciples. After the day of Pentecost, they received Holy Spirit. They're born-again believers like we are. Acts 16, verse 16 says, And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel, possessed with a spirit of divination, met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this she did many days, but Paul being grieved, said, Go away, please, leave us alone. No, Paul turned and said to the Spirit. What did he do? He spoke to the Spirit. I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out at the same hour. He knew who his Lord was. He knew he had authority. And he used that authority. He spoke it on the lips of believing, and devils had to obey him. Devils have to obey you when you know who you are in Christ, when you're walking by that Spirit of God, when you use your authority by releasing your words of faith, then those spirits have to go. They have to leave. They can't stick around. Absolutely. We've seen this when we've gone to India, and when I've gone to Norway, when I've gone to Portugal, when I've gone to France, when I've gone to Finland. I've seen spirits leave people. I've seen people being delivered. The spirits have to obey you. When you know who you are in Christ, these spirits know that you know who you are in Christ. They know that you know, and they don't mess around. They have to go. Let's have a look at one more record, which I really love. And again, this was not long after the day that they received Holy Spirit, after the day of Pentecost. And in Acts chapter 3, verse 1, it says, Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. They were going to the temple and they were going to pray. They was going to put God first. They weren't going to the local nightclub, right? They weren't going to the local plays or anything like that, or what was going on. They was going to the house of prayer to pray, right? And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, right? So this guy was a cripple from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. He was expecting something, but he got more than what he was expecting. And our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, right? Verse 4, And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. See, this guy had faith to receive healing. And these guys got revelation of it. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but because you're expecting something. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand. He acted on his words and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Look at that. He spoke and acted, pulled this guy up, and strength, healing come to him. And the guy was expecting something, and he literally got something. And he, the one that was lamed, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Walking and leaping and praising God. When was the last time we were walking and leaping and praising God because we've seen someone healed, we've seen someone set free? And when was the last time we've seen someone leaping and walking praising God because we delivered them from demonic spirits, or we've delivered them from crippling diseases or ailments that have affected and afflicted their lives? Signs, miracles, and wonders follow them that what? Believe. Those that want to walk, those that are walking by faith, talking by faith, being led by the Spirit. Verse 9, And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at Beautiful Gate of Temple. And they were all filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was his held Peter and John, all the people run together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon, greatly wondering. And there was many added to the church because of that. So when we start walking, really walking, in the power and authority, using our authority, knowing who we are in Christ, and exercising our authority, exercising our words, exercising our faith, we need to exercise ourselves in the scriptures to know who we are. We need to exercise with our confession. We need to talk to the mountains, talk to the hurricanes, talk to the problems that are going on in the world. We can take authority over it. God has given us authority over all the authority of the enemy. We're seated at the right-hand side of God in Christ Jesus. We have authority. God wants us to use it. So let's rise up and use it. Let's encourage one another. Let's exhort one another, especially in the times we're living in these day and times. So we want to live above the world, okay? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world, right? You are of God, little children. You are of God, and greater is he that's in you than he that is in this world. We're overcomers, right? We are victorious. So anyway, I just want to give you that word of encouragement tonight. What God worked in my heart. It fits along with the faith teaching series. It's using our faith. It's using our authority that we have. Don't let your authority lay dormant. Don't let your faith lie dormant. You need to put actions to your believing, and you need to speak words to your faith, what you truly believe. And we need to let our words be seasoned with grace. We need to be committed believers. And we need to be focused on the truth and doing what the Lord God puts in our heart and leads us by His Spirit to do. So God bless you.